From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europeans confront a major migration crisis. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel was booed by protesters Wednesday opposed to the flood of migrants seeking asylum in Germany and other parts of Europe. Ms. Merkel was visiting the city of Heidenau near the Czech border, where demonstrators are reacting to Europe's biggest migration crisis since the Second World War. She denounced those who, she says, display shameful and repulsive treatment of refugees. Migrants fleeing war, persecution, and poverty in the Mideast and Afghanistan surged across the Serbian border into Hungary, where a border fence is being erected to control the flow of migrants. The hardest-hit countries of Greece and Italy have urged other members of the European Union to do more to share the burden. Meanwhile, rescuers on the Mediterranean Wednesday saved thousands more migrants coming from Africa, but at least 55 perished in the perilous journey. As promised, South Sudanese President Salva Kiir signed a peace agreement meant to end nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels led by his former deputy Riek Machar. But Mr. Kiir expressed reservations during a ceremony in Juba.
There is now fighting today, and that fighting was uncalled for. The commanders fighting in the field, what do they want to achieve? Or what do they want to show us? The message is very clear that what we are doing here is not accepted by the other side.
The government has previously objected to power-sharing provisions, calls to demilitarize the capital Juba and putting foreign peace monitors in South Sudan. The U.S. welcomed the deal as a first step toward ending the conflict, but cautioned it would take hard work to implement it. The conflict has killed thousands and driven millions from their homes. This is VOA News. Guinea's former military leader Moussa Dadis Camara was prevented from returning to the country from exile in Burkina Faso when his commercial flight was turned back by Ivorian authorities at the request of Guinea. Camara is seeking to stand for the presidency in elections to be held October 11th. He ruled the West African country for nearly a year after seizing power in a 2008 coup following the death of longtime dictator Lassana Conte. He's under indictment for a massacre of nearly 160 protesters demanding his resignation. He has been in exile since 2010. The UN envoy to Libya said Wednesday he remains confident the past 7 months of talks between representatives of the North African country's rival governments will yield an agreement, ending years of chaos in the wake of the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Bernardino Leon spoke Wednesday to the Security Council.
7 months since the United Nations support mission in Libya launched the Libyan political dialogue process, I am increasingly confident that the process is finally drawing to its final stages. This has been a difficult and challenging process, but one that has proven increasingly resilient.
Leon says his final round of talks on forming a national unity government is expected to get underway this week. Members of the internationally recognized government in the East signed a peace deal last month, but Tripoli did not. Asian stocks opened higher Thursday following a surge in buying on Wall Street, including Chinese markets. U.S. stocks snapped a week-long losing streak Wednesday, with key indices up some 4%. The benchmark Dow Jones soared more than 600 points, the highest one-day total in 4 years, despite lingering concerns over the state of China's softening economy and the prospect of higher U.S. interest rates. A man wearing an Afghan military uniform Wednesday shot dead 2 U.S. soldiers inside a southern Afghan base, the first so-called insider attack on foreign troops since acknowledgement of the death of Taliban leader Mullah Omar, and the second insider attack so far this year. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack coincided with the fall of the Taliban of the Musa Qala district in southern Helmand province. On the same day that Kenyan javelin thrower Julius Yego won gold at the World Championships in Beijing, 2 Kenyan runners were suspended for testing positive for doping. Kenya has dominated the competition so far, winning some 6 gold medals and 11 medals overall. The suspended athletes are identified as Coco Manuga and Joyce Zachary, who clocked a national record of 50.71 seconds in Monday's first round of the women's 400 meters race. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.